Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Tuesday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you are listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, race, or color, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us. The email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN, at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Praise be to God. So, praise God. Thank God for another blessed day, another golden opportunity to present the gospel to you, the listener. Tonight, we are on original setup, eternal judgment. Part 3, and my brother Robert, will be joining me in a few minutes, amen, and so while we await for him to come, let us go in prayer. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, once again, you have blessed us this day to come together in your word. Father, we ask that you would not let us take this journey in your word without you. We need you. We need your spirit. We need you to reveal. We need you to speak. We need you to open our eyes and ears, Lord God, to your plan. In Jesus' name, we ask that you water the seed that we sow to the hearers. Lord God, we ask that your spirit would carry thy word to the hearts of the hearers. And Father, we ask that you would help us to rightly divide thy word this day. So Lord God, in the name of Jesus, bless us as we go about your business on this broadcast. In the name of Jesus Christ, I exercise the authority against the devil, every hindering spirit, every spirit of the enemy, every cohort or every imp of the devil that is sent by Satan to cause distraction, we rebuke you in Jesus' name. And Lord, we give you glory and honor and praise and magnify you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for his blessed word. So as we wait till my brother come on, we're going to go ahead and proceed on. I want to go into the book of Deuteronomy. Chapter 28, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, and we're still talking about eternal judgment, okay? Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, and I believe all of the Word of God is important, but if I had to say one of the chapters that I say that people really needs to read and take their time reading, especially, and seeing the importance of Christ redeeming us from the curse of the law, is this Deuteronomy 28 chapter. Because this is the chapter of what I call blessing and curses, okay? Now, we're talking about eternal judgment. Now, the last time, you know, I opened up unto you with my brother joining me, I showed you from the scripture, and we was letting you know, that God was the first one to speak judgment. He was the first one to make a sentence or a decision for a crime, in this case, the breaking of a law or his word. He was the first to issue a sentence or decision on the matter. We saw that with Isaiah tell us about what the Lord said to Lucifer. Ezekiel recorded and wrote down what God had said to Lucifer. And then we looked at Genesis chapter 2, where God spoke straight up to man, to Adam, and let him know and told him that, hey, every tree of the garden you should eat, but this tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. The day that you eat it, thou shalt die. So, you know, man didn't come up with the rules or law of, quote, judgment. God did. So we need to see where man got it from, okay? And God, like I said, was the first one to speak judgment, okay? And what we also see is that God speaks judgment, get this, especially when it's when a sin or sins are committed. So to let you know that you're not, or man is not going to get off scot-free by breaking his law or coming against his law. Now, the reason why I told you to go to Deuteronomy chapter 28, and we're not going to read the whole chapter because there's like 60 or 70 verses in this chapter. But I told you to go here because I wanted to make a point. In Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 15, and I'm going to pass my brother on here before I go into that message. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, brother.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God. Well, no problem, brother. The devil's still mad because you still came on. He's still mad. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He said, oh, my goodness, I got to endure this again. The double team, yes. Devil, you got to endure the double team because we're coming with the double team tonight. Amen. I'm in Deuteronomy chapter 28.
Okay.
And I'll take a few verses here, bring a few verses before the listeners, and then I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother. Once again, we are doing Eternal Judgment, Part 3, and I come to you with Deuteronomy chapter 28. Not going to read the whole chapter. Like I said, it's got 68 verses in it. But this is a very important chapter because, once again, I call it the Blessing and Curses chapter, okay? And this is very important that when Galatians 3 and 13 told us that we were redeemed from the curse of the law, well, if you want to know what the curse of the law was, this is one of the places you come to. But in verse 15, the Lord, through Moses, said, but it shall come to pass, if thou would not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these, we see the word all. He says some of them. He said, then all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Once again, that is judgment being spoken in connection with a crime, which in this case would be sin and the breaking of the law of God. Hallelujah. And see, he tells us that not only would these curses come on you, but it's going to overtake you. So it's not like it's going to hit you and bounce off or come to you in a minute and go. It's going to overtake. Now, when you look at the curse of the law, the curse of the law is threefold: death, sickness, and poverty. And when you broke the commandment of God and you wouldn't hearken, as he said in this verse 15, then the curse of the law will come on you, okay? But once again, it is judgment being spoken to a crime committed. In this case, once again, a breaking of the law, which would be the law of God. And so God is saying in the sentence and decision that he passed, there's a penalty when there is sin involved. There's a penalty when we are breaking the law of God. So God speaks judgment, okay? In other words, once again, he don't go up there and say, oh, my child, that ain't nothing. He don't do that, okay? Perhaps some of us think he do, because once again, it goes back to the, oh, he's such a loving God. Well, translation, meaning to say, oh, for some people, he's a doormat. I'm just being honest, because we do with God like we do with regular people. You know, some people see other people are tenderhearted, and one of the things they try to do is take advantage of. You know, when you come across tenderhearted people, you got some people that they love come across tenderhearted people because they want to take advantage. Amen. They just want to do whatever and do wrong. It ain't going to matter to them. It ain't going to bother them. Well, see, God said there is a penalty, once again, for the committee of the crime or the sin, and he spoke a sentence, and so the sentence was what? Death, poverty, sickness. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, let's look at Matthew chapter 18. Matthew chapter 18. Some of y'all know the story here. God gave about the king that forgave his servant. His servant owed some money. He forgave him. And that same servant went out, found a fellow servant, and he wasn't too forgiving. Hey, give me my money, you old. Give it to him. You know. And in Matthew chapter 18, and then verse 32, Matthew chapter 18, verse 32, the word of God said, and when you get, you know, time, read this whole 18th chapter. But verse 32 said, and this is what Jesus said about this, when he was telling about this king who had forgiven his servant who had owed him. And so the same servant went out and found a fellow servant who owed him. He wasn't too merciful with him. Yay, pay me that you owe me. Pay me, you know. And Jesus said in verse 32, then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me, okay? But look what he said. He said, shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And the Bible said here, and his Lord was wroth and delivered him to someone. To who? The tormentors. Till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you if ye from your heart forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. Do we hear that? See glory. See the Bohasha. That's a judgment spoken. And turn you over to the tormentors. Well, we know one of the things that tormented is who? Satan. Hallelujah. He's a tormentor. Now, what torments him? The word of God. Okay. The word of God torments him. Okay. Jesus himself tormented them. When Jesus showed up, then what the demons say? Hey, you come to torment us before the time? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. You know, the word said, you know, Jesus told Peter, said, Satan desired to sift you as wheat.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. And it's just like if God told you, just like, for example, there are some places you don't need to go to. There are some places where Satan totally owns. And if you go stepping on that ground without proper authority from God, guess what? If God told you, said, listen, acknowledge me for all thy ways, not direct your path. And you fail to do that and won't do it, okay? And then you go running out and stepping on place anywhere, well, God have to let you go. If you at a point where you just would not do, then God have to let you go to the enemy. The enemy, listen, Satan desires to have all of us, especially Christians, okay? You already got the sentiment, but he really loves to get a Christian, okay? Amen. He wants all the Christians he can get. And see, God, and see, when you in sin like that and won't hear, then God will turn you over to the enemy. He'll turn you over to whatever is trying to take a hold of you, okay, if we don't hear. Glory to God. He'll turn you over to it, people. See, like my brother told you on the broadcast, this is some serious business. We ain't coming on this broadcast and trying to play a game with you. Or, you know, me and Brother Robert want to sit around and say, hey, you know what? I think we're going to be bored Tuesday. What are we going to do? Hey, let's just go on the broadcast and talk about something. No, we ain't do that. This is some serious business.
Amen.
Amen. God speaks in Romans about his own people, how they became so bad, he had to turn them over to a reprobated mind. He had to give them over to what? To dishonoring even their own bodies among themselves. Do we get that?
Amen.
And he said what? He was going to receive in themselves that recompense, that reward. And now, many of us, and I was guilty of this one time, Whenever I used to hear the word reward, I always thought of something good. Until I found out the truth, it ain't always good. You're going to get a reward. A reward can be positive or, quote, negative.
Amen.
And you're going to get rewarded. If you commit sin, you're going to get rewarded. So before you start clapping your hands together like a seal because I said rewarded, understand that reward is a negative one.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory. And God had to turn them over. Why? Because they got to a point that people wouldn't, they wouldn't repent. And in fact, the Bible said they got to a point they didn't even like to retain God in their knowledge. They didn't want to know nothing else about God. For what? And God said, okay, because once again, here comes his loving side. God doesn't force you to stay with him. He doesn't force you to obey him. And if by your own decision, after God has pleaded with you and just said, hey, come to me, come to me. And you keep saying, no, I don't want to come now. Now I want to come. Well, one of those, no, I don't want to come, is going to be your last one. And God going to say, okay, that's it. See, Brother Robert and Brother Nate can say there's no hope for you and turn you loose. But if God turn you loose, there is definitely no hope for you anymore. That's it. You got a chance.
Amen.
With us. We can tell you, say, hey, I don't want nothing to do with you, and you still got a chance. If God said, that's it.
Yes, that's right.
Hey, who? You ain't got no – listen, you can get the whole army of the world and so-called aliens from other planets. Ain't none of them going to be able to help you, okay? You just going to be – that's going to be it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, let's look at one more scripture, and I want to turn it over to the head of my brother. Let's go to Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. Glory. Hallelujah. Chapter 6, verse 23, the last verse in the sixth chapter. Look what God is giving Paul to tell us. He says, Romans 6 and 23, for the wages of sin is death. Uh-oh. That's the payment, people. But the
That's
gift
right.
of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Do
Amen.
We see how God speaks judgment? See, you know, brother, in the body of Christ, many of us got to a point, like I said, there are some in the body of Christ, if Brother Robert started talking about God as a God of judgment, we would cut him off. And don't let him be over radio station, we over, we going to cut them off. Don't let him be over TV, we over, we going to cut them off. When he started talking about that God is a judgment God stuff, oh, no. None of that. We can't hear you telling people that. You're scared.
Amen.
Amen. But he does, people. Listen, God is not a dummy. He's not dumb. He's not somebody just sitting up there in heaven and saying, no, okay. He ain't doing all that stuff, okay?
Amen.
He know what he's doing. So God speaks judgment to sin. He speaks judgment, okay?
Yes,
Amen.
Yes, he does.
And that he let you know that's a penalty for that. He let you know I'm not going for that.
Amen.
Now, if you can ask anybody, I would tell you to ask Lucifer, but he lies so much. He'll tell you, oh, no, ain't nothing wrong with that. You go ahead. You're going to be fine. So I ain't going to tell you to ask him, okay?
You can't use him for no reference.
He ain't a good reference. Trust me, he ain't good at all. So I point y'all to the other witnesses in the Bible here, okay? Ask them and watch what they tell you, okay?
Amen.
Don't ask them, because he going to definitely lie. Ain't nothing wrong with it. I was fine. Well, how come you got kicked out of heaven? Then that's when he going to want to jump you then, okay? Because he do not like truth. He can't stand it. Okay? Just like every time you tell people Jesus rose, you slap him in the face. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes.
See, Satan tell his followers he defeated Jesus. Amen. That's why he don't want them to hear the word. That's
Amen.
Why somebody like you come around and say, I got to minister to them. that devil gonna bring up every interference he can. Because when that person found out the truth and said, hey, you know what the devil told me? He whooped Jesus. And when they find out the truth, oh, man. None of that. So he don't want you to speak about the resurrection. No, he don't want you to talk about the resurrection of Christ. No. Amen. But God speaks. And once again, God ain't like man, okay? Man have his laws, and man also have laws that okay that which God calls a sin.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
They pass the same sex laws that said man, woman could get married, so they pass and say it's good. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Well, guess what? The great judge says it's an abomination, and there's a penalty for that. Okay?
Amen.
Amen. And I have to bust y'all bubble. He didn't change his mind about it when he first said it. Amen. God
Amen.
Didn't change. He didn't have no mind change. God didn't come to you and say, oh, did I say that? Oh, man, I didn't realize I said that. Oh, okay, it's okay. No, none of that. Amen. He spoke judgment to that thing. And it's some of us as Christians that turn around and got a changed mind about it. Well, you know, God loves everybody. See, some of us at first, well, we were strong as steel. Somebody come to us with some stuff like that, we like, God said no, and I say no. You say, well, Brother Nate, what happened? When you put your treasure on the wrong stuff, when your heart is on the wrong stuff, the devil knows how to play with it. Some of us got businesses. I'm going to be real about it. And you scared your business going to get hit. Well, let's be real. Let's be straight up with this. Because some of us as Christians, we got our own business. And some of you are afraid to speak because you are afraid your business going to get hit. Why? Because that's where your heart at. Now, if you ask me, say, Brother Nate, is my business going to get hit? Guess what I tell you? Yes, it is. Okay? That's listen. You got to make the decision whether it's Jesus or not, okay? When you got up in the Sunday school talking about, you know, Jesus my all in all, he's number one. Guess what? Jesus said, okay, we're going to see, okay?
Amen.
So when they
Amen.
Come to you and say, hey, we're a same-sex couple, we want to get married. Would you do our wedding? And you sitting up there shaking and shivering and biting your fingernails talking about, hold on, let me go to the back for a minute. And you going back to, Lord, I don't know what to do. What you mean you don't know what to do? Well, what you talking about? The word is, and my brother listening here, he know it too. The word is plain as day on that subject. And you don't need no deep revelation, okay?
No, you don't.
you don't need to go fasting for 5 years. It is
right.
Plain, open sight, okay, in the scriptures.
Amen.
And God told you what that's about, and you're going, I don't know what to do, God. What you mean you don't know what to do?
Amen.
God, give me guidance. He just gave it to you in the Word. He just told you.
Amen.
What it is, you are afraid to say something. Amen.
Amen.
And the Word said that the blood of this generation, it's going to be required of all those who profess Christ.
That's
now,
right.
You can't make people do right. You can't make them do right, but you can tell them what God says. And now, if you want to hold your mouth because you're afraid, oh, man, they might not come by for me no more, and I might have to close down, so you're going to keep your mouth from standing and saying, listen, God says abomination, and I agree with God. It's abomination. But you're afraid to say it because you looking at, hey, these people look like they kind of wealthy, okay? And I can sell a whole lot of stuff, but they ain't going to want to buy if I tell them two men right there that God called abomination. They talking about marriage. They over there hugging and kissing one another, and that's abomination in sight of God. But if I tell them that, they might get mad and storm out my stove. And to that I tell you, they will, okay? I know y'all said, Brother Nate, you ain't helping. Yes, I am. I'm giving you the truth. Some stuff, most definitely, especially the gospel, you don't need to be playing, sugarcoating with it, trying to water it down. You don't need to do that, okay? You got to be straight with it. And God said there's a judgment to that act, as well as other acts.
Amen.
There's a judgment.
When people
are in fornication, and you trying to okay them being in fornication, guess what? They're going to be held on your account too. Amen. You have
Amen.
To warn. We're called to be warners. Okay? We got to warn the people. Once again, you can't make them do right. God didn't call you to try to make people do right. That's not your
right.
job. Your job
right.
is to give them the word and tell them the word. That's it. And if they tell you, man, Brother Robert, don't you say that to me no more. I don't want to hear that no more. Then Brother Robert going to shake the dust off his feet and go on. That's what he going to do. Okay? Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord didn't tell us to stand there and get your blood pressure raised and have your eyes rolling around in your head. You so mad because people don't want to accept it. They don't want to accept it. Say, okay, you're going to have to answer to the true and living God. I shake the dust off my feet. I'm going on. I'm going on to somebody that want to hear. Okay?
Amen.
When you got
Amen.
People that don't want to hear, don't waste your time sitting there arguing with them.
Amen.
Okay? That for what? There are people out there that want to hear. Ask the Lord. Say, Lord, send me to them. And as I get ready to turn over to my brother, do you know, believer that's listening, there's people out there waiting to hear the word? There's people out there praying, say, Lord, send somebody with your word.
Amen.
And we sit up here arguing with folks that don't want to hear. For what? We ain't doing nothing but wasting time.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Listen, yeah. if you're teaching the word of God and people are showing no interest and don't want to hear, but guess what? Say, Lord, send me two people that want it. There's people out there that want to be taught the word, whether you believe it or not. They are out there. You may
Amen.
Not know where they at, but God know where they at, and God will send you to them.
He will.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank God for the word of the Lord. This is a serious subject, people. My brother already told you. This is serious. Ain't no play game in this. Once that eternal judgment, the final day judgment is dropped on you, that's it. Don't go look for a lawyer because you won't find one. Ain't no lawyer can get you out of this. Okay?
Amen.
Once that eternal judgment is dropped on you, that's it.
Amen.
And it's called eternal. Eternal is forever. There is
right.
no break. Okay? You can get sentenced here on earth by man and get a break. You can come up for parole, okay? Or you can just do so many years and get out. This eternal judgment is exactly what the word says, eternal, okay? That's
right.
it.
Amen.
No parole board, no break, no getting out for good behavior, none of that, okay? That's it.
Amen.
And you cause that time to go into play by what you do here on earth. So, praise be to God. I'm going to turn it over to the heads of my brother. Praise be to God. Go ahead, brother.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord God, let the eyes of the understanding be enlightened that they may know what the hope of Christ is. Oh, Lord God, let their ears, Lord God, be unstopped. Lord Jesus, let their tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And Jesus Christ,
yes,
holy, righteous, and thank you, Father. Send your angels, Lord God, hallelujah, hallelujah, around their minds, souls, and spirits, oh, Lord God, in the name of the Lamb, Lord Jesus, and do battle for them, Lord God, hallelujah, and stop the hindering power of the enemy. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I want to read this real quick. This is John, the first chapter, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb. And it says in the 17th verse, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Glory to the Lamb. Keep that in your mind. Now we're going to go to John 16 chapter. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Just in case any of you out there is yowling because we're in the Old Testament too much.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In the ninth, the ninth verse, it says what? Of sin. Let's start the eighth verse. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Who is he that Jesus Christ is talking about right here? In this verse, in this chapter, he's talking about the Comforter. Talking
Amen.
About he's going to send the Comforter. And when he comes, he's going to reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. And he's going to tell you why right here. Ninth verse says, of sin, because they believe not on me. What?
Amen.
I thought everybody believed in Jesus.
Amen.
Well, you believe in Jesus your way, but you don't believe in Jesus his way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to them. You don't believe in Jesus like the scripture says, believe on Jesus. You believe on Jesus the way you want it, well, the way your flesh wants to believe on Jesus. You want Jesus to be like some kind of lucky charm.
Amen.
You want the name of Jesus to be like a lucky charm in your mouth that says, okay, Jesus, bless me today. That's all you want, Jesus. You want Jesus to bless you. You want Jesus to give you things that you need, but you don't want to obey Jesus.
Amen.
And as a consequence of us not wanting Jesus to have any part of our life, okay, we don't believe in him. Okay, you don't believe in Jesus unless you love him and come to him and put down your will, your way. Hallelujah. You don't ever get to know him. You ain't got no relationship with him. You ain't got nothing with Jesus. Okay? And
Amen.
Many of us Christians don't believe in Jesus Christ. We don't believe he's Lord. And what does it mean when we say he's Lord? That means that he rules in our life.
Amen.
He directs in our life. That he tells us which way to go and we go.
Amen.
Jesus Christ can't tell us, no, we can't. Jesus Christ can't even tell us homosexuality is wrong.
Amen.
We don't believe it. Because we believe what the law said. The law said, well, I'm going to set up a law that says smoking weed is good. And legally smoke weed now. And we ain't got no penalty
Amen.
Against it. So you think that because a man passed a law and says, hey, we believe that smoking cannabis, smoking weed is all right. And so we passing the law and we say it's good. Therefore, you try to transfer it over to God and say, so it ain't no sin no more, is it? Doing drugs ain't no sin. You know? And that's what we try to turn over to God and say, well, God, you should submit too, because our law say that it's good. Well, our law say alcohol is good too. But how many people you see dying from alcoholism?
Yeah.
A lot of people die from alcoholism.
Brother,
I know a lot of
excuse me for a second there, brother. Let me mention our brother is join us here. God bless you, Brother Kevin. How you doing?
I'm blessed, guys. How are you guys doing?
Blessing the
Good.
Lord, brother.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen.
Good to hear
Go
from
ahead,
you, brother.
Brother.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So Jesus point out these three things why he come into the world. He said, he, of sin because they believe not on me. 10th verse says, of righteousness, because I go to my Father and he see me no more. Glory
Amen.
To the Lamb. That's a judgment there.
Yeah.
And the 11th verse says, of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Now, in case you don't know what that means, the prince of this world is who? That's Satan.
Amen.
Is the prince of the world. That means that he rules this world. Why does he rule this world? Because we put it in his hands.
Yes, my Lord.
Jesus Christ came on the scene, and we still put it in Satan's hands. Okay? Jesus died on the cross, and Jesus said, Satan, here, have a peace. This is yours.
My Lord.
Have dominion.
Yeah.
We want you to rule over us. We want you to bring pestilence upon us, plagues upon us, destruction upon us. We want you to rule because you're more righteous than God. That's what we're saying. Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. But we appointed Satan over us. Thank you, Jesus. Just like Adam and Eve appointed Satan over them. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus Christ had to actually come down from heaven, get into some flesh, and say, I got to die for these knuckleheads because they don't realize that hell is eternity. Okay, they don't realize where they're about to go. They don't realize. So I'm gonna die for them, even though they don't understand, even they don't comprehend what danger they in, I'm going to die for them. So he died for you. He died for the whole world. Even for
Amen.
People he knew that wasn't ever going to receive him, he died for them. He said, maybe that they
Amen.
Will repent. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But he says, I'm going to die for them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
13 verse, what? It says, now 12 verse, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Albeit, he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. That's the job of the Holy Ghost, okay?
Amen.
To show you what your sins is, to show you why Jesus Christ came to the world, to reveal to you the revelations of Christ, okay? To give you that part of knowledge of why Jesus Christ did what he did. Why he
Amen.
Drank of that bitter cup. Why he laid down his life, and why he took it up again, and why he had to go and present your blood, his blood upon the in heaven. Hallelujah. Why he had to present himself in heaven, and show that he had did the sacrifice.
Amen.
Glory to the Lord. Why is it important? It's important because judgment is coming, and because God has passed judgment upon the devil. Do you understand what that means? God has passed. Verse says of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. Satan is judged, and if God judged Satan because he sinned. And Satan thought he had got out of it because he had gotten men defiled, okay? He thought that he had God pinned in the corner, so he couldn't judge. He couldn't judge man, okay? He couldn't bring judgment upon man. Hallelujah. But he wasn't counting on Jesus Christ coming in the flesh, hallelujah, and shedding his blood.
Amen.
And making a way for mankind to be able to be saved. Thank you, Jesus. And now because Jesus Christ shed his blood, judgment is coming upon Satan. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And upon all his demons. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. And because he's judged, we are judged. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Judgment is coming upon us also.
Why? Yeah.
Because God is fair. Because he is just. Because he is righteous
Amen.
In all his doings. And because what he said, he will do. Thank you, Jesus. And he said, now I've appointed over you judgment. You're appointed to judgment.
Amen.
Lord, don't judge
Amen.
Me. Nobody, hey, don't judge me. Don't tell me about that, Jesus. I don't want that judgment. And so they fight the judgment. Yeah. They try to fight the judgment. Amen. When you give them any kind of literature about Christ and you tell them any scriptures about Christ, the first thing they say out of their mouth is, don't judge me. You ain't got the right to judge me. Hallelujah. By the grace of God, I'm living. Yes, and they admit this. They admit that God's grace is great, okay? But they want to stay under that sin curse. They want to stay under it, okay? They want to get their flesh, all their excuses, but they'll sit there and say, don't judge me. And you see all these wicked people in Hollywood saying, don't judge me. Oh, don't judge. Yeah. I'm not judging. Oh, they'll say, I'm not judging. I'm not the one. I'm not judging you.
Amen.
As if people cannot judge. So they throw that out there so they can stop you from giving them the word of God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
But judgment is come, and judgment is come because God has judged Satan and his demons. So if God has judged them, God also has to judge us also because we are in our sin, okay? Now,
amen.
We have a way out. Satan don't have a way out. Glory to the Lamb. Satan does not have any way of repentance. Satan cannot repent. Do you know that? You know why Satan can't repent?
Amen.
Do you know why he can't repent? Because he was made perfect.
Yeah.
All the angels was made perfect. Okay? They had to literally sin against God, hallelujah, with their will, with knowledge. They sinned against God with knowledge.
Yeah.
You can't come back from that.
Amen.
That's what it means when it's blaspheming God. It don't mean just saying something about God. That ain't what it means. It means you knew God. You was with God. You had a part with God. You had tasted of the heavenly glory, and now you turned your back.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to give my brother a chance here to speak. Brother Kevin, got a few words?
Amen. Amen. Yeah, I was just, I'm just in agreement with you brothers regarding this because it is a foundational truth, and a lot of people have been deceived by the enemy. It's funny that one of the things that the Bible says, I believe, is Revelation the 21st chapter, where it talks about Satan's rule ending, that he would deceive the nations no more, and
Amen.
He knows his fate. He knows that he messed up with God, and the Bible says in what was that Revelation the 12th chapter said, "Woe unto earth and to the inhabitants of earth and sea, for Satan has come down having great wrath." So he was angry that he lost his position, and so
Amen.
He knows that he has an appointed time where he's going to be cast into the lake of fire.
Amen.
But until
Amen.
That time, and I heard Brother Ronnie talk about God is just, and he's a God of justice. And we might ask, why do certain things happen to here on earth? People ask me that all the time. You believe in the Bible, and you say you believe in God. Well, why did he do this? Well, why did he allow that? I said, well, here's the thing. From the beginning, when God created us, he gave us a free will,
Amen.
And we
Amen.
Use it. We take full advantage of our free will. And sometimes, giving us that free will was a gift and a curse, because now we have the choice on whether or not we're going to serve him or we're not.
Amen.
So God
Amen.
Doesn't God doesn't have a remote control in his hand telling you your every move. and telling you everything that you should be doing. Sit up, stand, sit down, stand up, move this way, go to the left, go to the right. He gives us a choice.
Amen.
You know why?
Amen.
Because he is loving. What kind of love is forced love? I'm going to make you do something that you don't want to do. And, you know, and we preach, you know, some most of the preachers, they preach everybody into, you know, when they come to the church, they preach everybody into heaven. Well, everybody don't want to be there.
Amen.
Everybody don't want.
Amen.
Everybody don't want Jesus. They don't want that way. So why would you? Why would he force you to be somewhere that you don't want to be?
Amen.
It's only for those, he said. What does the scripture say? Come and partake of this gift of the waters of life freely. It's available to you if you want this free gift.
Amen.
He said, unto those who have received him, he gave what? He gave them the right to be what? Called the sons of God. Not just when we get to the, you know, and here's another important truth that we have to understand. Not just when we get to, you know, the sweet by and by. He said, I've given you a power and authority here over scorpions and serpents, and nothing shall by any means hurt you while you're here on the earth. We should already be experiencing kingdom life.
Amen.
Here, right now, on earth. And
amen.
When we get to the sweet by and by, it should be we're just walking into another door.
Amen.
Now we'll have our new bodies. we'll have our new bodies. It won't be a fight anymore. So,
amen.
So, you know, I'd rather live my life like the Bible is true, like God's word, like the Bible contains the words of the Almighty. You know, David really described him, and I'm gonna turn it back over to you, brothers. David really described him when, and I saw this in the Message book a while ago, where it talks about the sides of the north.
Amen.
And when David described this, I didn't know what it meant, and I saw it in the Message book, and I started studying north and sides and what God started showing to me, he says the side north means the highest power, the highest executive judicial order. And that's why the Bible said that he's given him a name above every name. His word.
Amen.
Even Satan, even Lucifer referred to him as the Most High.
Yes.
And
amen.
David said, he sits upon the, you sit upon the sides of the north. That means the highest executive authority. Nothing is higher. Nothing is greater.
Thank you, Jesus.
Than
amen.
Him, the Most High.
Yes. Glory to the Lamb.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, brother, you're definitely right. And the thing on that too, you know, as you were saying, you know, when you look at, and as our brothers mentioned, that everybody doesn't want to go to heaven.
Yeah.
Everybody don't want to be there. I mean, it's plain and simple. It shows here on earth. You know, everybody don't want to partake of Christ. They don't want to partake of the goodness of God. And it on the same thing, like my brother Ronnie was saying, everybody don't want to be judged. And so they're telling you, don't judge me. You can't judge me. Don't judge me. And now the Christians, some Christians are siding with the sinners. As my brother said, you know, you got people in Hollywood said, don't judge me. And the Christians, there's Christians joining with them and say, well, you know, you're sure right. You can't judge them. You know, who is that? Kiara Sher. She made a song with this rapper, and it was called "Don't Judge Me." And I said, "Now, look at this." And now, glory to God. You talking about "Don't Judge Me"? Now I guarantee you, most of them out there, when somebody stole something from them, and they was in court, and that judge sentenced them. I bet you they didn't step up there to that judge and say, "What's wrong with you, judge? What's wrong with you? You don't judge them." I guarantee you they didn't stop that judge and say that. They didn't break that judge down to, "Judge, you're wrong. You're wrong. You're just dead wrong. You shouldn't be judging them." No, they didn't do that. But when it comes to you're committing all kinds of sin, see, this is where also the gospel, quote, music singers have messed up with, because now they're collaborating with the world. They'll come together with the world. Any two times you got Snoop Dogg putting some glasses on and acting like he's so very intelligent in the word, asking, "Is the church only made up of saints?" And I told him, "Yeah, the true church." I said, "Yeah, what is?" But see, he now, because he had, quote, did a gospel rap album with these gospel singers, he think he's up there. Okay? And we got people that won't even stand. We got quote believers that won't even stand, okay? And some of them are joining secular artists because of the publicity. Yep, I call it, had to call it. That's the truth. Publicity.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Whether we want to believe it or not, some gospel artists want to be well known in this world.
Yes.
And they see, if I can get together with secular artist so-and-so who got millions of followers, hey, that'll get me on the board too. They'll be following me too. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You think it was just something that, Jamal Bryant just did, in having Kanye West to come to where he's pastoring now? You think that was just something? No. No. Amen.
Amen.
You got the man to come there, and you still went to raise an offering. Now, didn't you? Okay? You still raise an offering. You still getting some money. Listen, this thing right here, many Christians don't understand. The word of the Lord says that all of us going to be held responsible for our work in our day, okay?
Yes.
And the blood of this generation is going to be required of all that profess Christ.
Yes.
And we are sitting here with our hands on our mouth because one of the reasons is we're scared to say something. That's one of the reasons. And number two, we got something going on with the secular people, okay? He's putting big bills in the collection plate, and I know telling him by eternal judgment is going to stop that from coming.
Amen.
Yeah.
And see, if I tell him about eternal judgment, then I got to go back on my sermon where I preach and letting them know everybody's going to heaven. I got to go back on it now if I tell them about eternal judgment. Because some of these ministers have preached sermons that was not of God. And the purpose was to get people all revved up, okay, and getting them to like them. But they know if they preach the real truth, they're going to have to go back on some of those sermons that they preached. Especially the one where they were calling everybody a child of God. We all a child of God.
Yeah.
Everyone is a child of God. I said, well, Jesus sure messed up when he told people they had to be born again. What was wrong with Jesus? Why in the world would he tell somebody something like that, that you got to be born again if we all were children of God? Why would he tell you that?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Now we going out, we hugging everybody and calling everybody brother and sister. All right, brother, how you doing, sister? And they can be over there worshiping a cow, okay? Or making chickens their God. But we call them brother. We call them sister. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The true and living God is specific.
Yes, he is.
God is specific in what he says. People, we're letting you know tonight, eternal judgment is for real.
Amen.
And it's exactly what the word says. Eternal, okay? Once again, there is no breaks, no getting out for good behavior, okay? None of that. Once that sentence is passed, that's it, okay? No lawyer can get you out of this.
Nope.
Hallelujah. The great judge has spoke this, okay? Not man judge. The great judge.
Amen.
So you can't bribe him. You can't bribe that judge. You can't bribe the great judge, okay?
Amen.
You can't get somebody and hold them for ransom, say, you better make this verdict in my favor because I got so-and-so. You can't do that. It ain't going to work. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Tomorrow night, we're going to continue with part four. Amen.
Amen.
Eternal judgment. And once again, I know. And I'm glad to know that this is something that the devil don't want us to tell. So I am extremely happy, and I am grateful to God that he has opened up such a door that we can give this word to someone. We have to think with the love of God for all men. Okay? I don't care what religion they in. We have to thank the love of God for all men.
Amen.
And have that desire to give them this word of truth and not let them be fooled. Because some of these religions and these cults out here are telling people that in your next lifetime, you either going to be Bruto the bird, or you're going to be Casey the cow, or you're going to be something else. And people just, oh my goodness. Okay, thank you. I ain't worried about it. Next lifetime, I'm going to be a cow. I mean, they being told all this stuff. And you would think on some stuff like that, people would think like, man, that's crazy. But no, there are people who actually believe this because of these cults and these other religions that they are in. Amen. They believe that. Tell you that with all their heart, with a straight look on their face. They'll tell you something, man, I'm going to be something else in this lifetime. And then they tell you, in fact, I existed before. Oh, you did? Yeah. I was this person. They're going to tell you all of that, okay? Hallelujah. We thank God for the believers in the other countries who are really facing the highest level of persecution.
Amen.
The highest level of persecution, people. We ain't seen it here in America yet, but it's coming. But it's coming.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, it is.
And right now, we're letting these other cults come here and run ramshot here in America and these other religions. And we uplift them over Christianity.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
We'll bring them to the White House and sit down and eat meat with them and let them do all their little chants. Any two times, like last year, up there in where was it, Iowa, when they sat up there and let a witch pray in Congress, you know how bad it got. When she got up, they let a witch get up and start praying. A few years before that, when you let a Satanist preacher, and the man didn't hide what he was, the news coverage had the words at the bottom and told you he was a Satanist preacher. He owned his own restaurant, running for governor in Minnesota. You know how bad it got, okay?
Amen.
These devils and demons are coming out bold. You know why they're coming out bold? Because the church is hiding. That's why.
That's right.
That's the reason why they're coming out bold. We hear it. The world is saying, where the church at? Where's the church? Is they around? They still, what are they doing? Oh, I see what they doing. They fighting each other. Well, no wonder. Okay, and the devil just, having his people come out bold. They just telling you straight out, I'm a witch. Do they little stuff on TV? You know, the witches, some what, 8 or 10 years ago, they were trying to move to get Halloween made a national holiday. I mean, here in America, good old America, okay, land of the free and the brave. Yep, trying to get it done here. What? Why is these demons and devils being so bold? Because the church has hid.
Right.
And they're hid, and this is why you're getting another reason why you're getting people getting into all this stuff, because we have not told them the truth concerning the eternal judgment. And so we're making everybody think they're going to heaven. So that means that if you're in church, you can go and get together with Wicca and start doing witchcraft because we told you you're going to heaven. You still believing you're going to heaven. Amen. That's what had happened.
Amen.
The heaven message has been taken to the degree where it's saying everybody's going. And so for people, why should I think about living right? If I'm already going to heaven, what do I need to think about living right for? Okay?
Amen.
I can go out there and get drunk and do everything on the sun. When I die, guess what? I'm hitting the pearly gates and I'm busting them wide open. Okay? Because my pastor told me and let me know I'm going up there to see, quote, who they call St. Peter. I'm going to go see them guys up there. Even though I was living like a sinner and being led by the devil here on earth, I'm still going to heaven.
Yes.
And we done got hush-hush on eternal judgment. People, please hear us tonight. God is a God of judgment.
Yes.
He is not your doormat. And I know y'all looking at he's long-suffering, loving, kind. He's all of that. He's all of that, trust me. But he's not a doormat. He's nobody dumb. He ain't nobody that got a messed up mind, okay? And he definitely ain't nobody you're going to get over on.
Amen.
And so he says eternal judgment, and it's going to happen. So I thank God for the word of God, and I'm going to ask my brother, Brother Kevin, if he would, to offer up a closing prayer.
Amen.
Yes, amen, amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you, we love you, and we honor you, Lord, for
your
influence and the influence of the kingdom. Lord, we just pray, Lord, that, Lord, even as we leave this airway, as we leave this line, Lord, that the seed of the kingdom, Lord, will begin to increase in us. It will begin to swell, Lord, on the inside of us, Lord. That let the kingdom's influence, Lord, everywhere that we go, Lord, Lord, let the glory of the kingdom, Lord, shine forth, Lord, within us. Lord, we ask, Lord, to this night, Lord, that you would give us boldness as a lion, Lord. Lord, that as we go out, Lord, that we will carry the same love that you have for and the same compassion for people that you have. Lord, and we just thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything that you're doing, Lord. In spite of everything that is going on in the world, Lord, we know, Lord, that you are Lord and that you are in control of it all, Lord. Nothing is out of your hands, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you have given us this authority here in the earth, Lord. Lord, and you told us to command peace, and it will come to us each and all, Lord. And, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for your influence, Lord. We thank you for the authority, Lord. We thank you that you've given us everything that is pertaining to life and godliness, Lord. And, Lord, you have given us, Lord, you said that the word is near us, Lord, even in our mouths, Lord. You said that we hold this power in earthen vessels, Lord. So we thank you for the power of the resurrection, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we did not choose you, but you chose us, Lord. Lord, to be a part of your kingdom, Lord, even before we were born, Lord. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this free gift that you've given, Lord. And we just thank you this night, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you would give your angels to be encamped around us, Lord. Protect us and keep us in all of our ways. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for all you've been listening. Don't forget, Lord Say the Same tomorrow night, Eternal Judgment Part 4. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. So, once again, that's for Brother Robert Gross and Brother Kevin Bruce. This is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We love you all. God bless you and God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless, brothers.
Amen. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, brother. Love you.